Not good getting injured. It's no good when you're out of the team that you want to be playing in. Obviously, the Australians over there in the UAE, and Shane Watson's back here missing Test cricket, which is no good, and the one-day stuff. But he joins us now. He was back for grade cricket on the weekend, which was great to see. G'day, Watto.
Good morning, Flats. How are you?
Good, mate. How did it go on the weekend?
It went well. I was very excited to be able to get out there and be playing again, the first game for about 4 or 5 months. So, I was very excited to get out there. It didn't go that well. It was a little bit scratchy, and I think we got bowled out for about 90. So, it wasn't a great day for the Sutherland Sharks.
It never rained, though, mate. That was a bad...
Yeah, that was a beautiful day at Goodie Oval.
I was just thinking, is this the longest you've ever been home since you've started?
For what I can remember, it's been the biggest break I've had. I reckon since the 2007 World Cup. After then, we had about 4 months off after the 2007 World Cup. So it's definitely been up until then. Yeah, normally the breaks, if there is a break, it's only 6 weeks, and you sort of keep going again. So it's been incredible to spend so much time at home with my family, but it just made me miss. Like, especially when there's been cricket on as well, that injuries have kept me out of. It's just made me miss the game so much, and that's why I've just been so excited to get back out there playing again.
Yeah, and we were talking at North Sydney Oval, mate. You're treading on a ball is not a very smart thing to do.
No, and I've been very particular about, after seeing Glenn McGrath go down at the 2005 Ashes, to make sure balls are away from anywhere that I'm close to fielding. So one just snuck through, and I just seemed to find it pretty well. Did some decent damage. So those things happen, and you just got to get on with it.
Shane, it's probably in a way, if you could find a positive out of it, the fact is that it's helped you realise that your love of cricket's still there.
Well, yeah, not playing is certainly...
Yes, that's what I mean.
Done
yeah.
That. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's been... Because I've been playing majority of the time all year round, at times you can get a little bit stale, and it's more so just... I've always loved playing, but when you actually have to... It's a forced sort of time to sit out. It really just makes you realise how much you really do appreciate things. And I certainly do appreciate how much I love the game, and how excited I am to be playing. So, it's given me time to really sort of sit back and at this back part of my career to really sit back and realise how incredibly lucky I've been to be able to play the game that I love so much. It's such a... Well, at a high level, doing things that I only ever dreamed of as a young kid.
Watto, you've had your fair share of injuries. Does it feel like when you look back on the career, does it feel that way to you, I know you've played pretty well full on for 2 years before this injury, but prior to that there were others. Does it feel like you've been injured a lot?
I suppose I've got little scars here and there that pop up occasionally.
Yeah.
But not really. I suppose it just feels like it's part and parcel of me just trying to get the best out of myself as a cricketer. As an all-rounder, is just my journey has been the setbacks that come along have been injuries. So it's helped me grow as a person. There's no doubt about that. It's made me realise that you certainly never can get too far in front of yourself, because things can sort of change very, very quickly, which I have, especially with injuries. But that's just part of my journey that I've learnt to be able to try and find ways to be able to refocus as quickly as possible and get over feeling sorry for myself, which occasionally I sort of do after I get injured, time's much shorter now, and just to... really just get my mind focused on exactly what I need to do to be able to get back into playing the game that I love.
Shane, you're 33 years young, right?
But Thank you. Thanks, DK.
Mate, I'm just wondering, are you starting to think about how you manage yourself to the end of your career, to further your career, and how long you want to play? And does that mean you pull back on the bowling even further, or do you still want to bowl?
Look, I'd be lying if I said that I don't think about you know, the back end of my career and how long hopefully I can continue to play for. But the one thing I've realised over the last couple of years, you know, was after the summer against Sri Lanka when I hurt my calf again, I didn't bowl for about three months. I played a test series in India that didn't go particularly well, but I wasn't bowling in that series, and it made me realise for the first time that even though I was fit to bowl and I wasn't bowling, that I just love being an all-rounder. I love being able to try and contribute because as a batsman, you don't always score runs, unfortunately. So as a bowler, having that option as well, I can try and contribute in some way to the team and help them out. So, look, I just know that part of how I am is my injuries that come along being an all-rounder, but I just love being able to try and contribute. So, look, I'm going to continue to do that for as long as I can, do everything I can also to try and stay fit as well. But, yeah, I do think about it occasionally. I'm getting a little bit, I'm more of a senior player now in the team, but look, I love playing so much. And while that love of the game is still burning so brightly inside of me, I just continue to keep playing, hopefully contributing as well as I possibly can.
And mate, testament to the player you are, given that as soon as you're fit, you're straight back in the Aussie side. You've been named in the T20 squad for the couple of internationals that start our Australian summer. And there on after that, mate, you want to be fit and get through the Indian series into the World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've always been incredibly lucky to have the support that I have had. And I certainly, I do not take that for granted. And the selectors now as well to be able to bring me back into the T20 team after not playing a lot of cricket or no cricket over the last 4 or 5 months. I know the support I've had has always been incredible. But yeah, it's a huge summer coming up, and there's the Indian series, the Test series, and also the World Cup at home in our own country is unbelievably exciting. So I'm going to be doing everything I possibly can, one, to be playing at my best, but also to be staying fit as well to give myself a chance to be a part of all that.
And Shane, where are you most comfortable when they, you know, that first test in that batting order? Where would you really like to play?
Oh, to be honest, now it doesn't particularly worry me. Look, I've had my most success as an opener, but that doesn't mean that I can't have success anywhere else batting in the order. I've been lucky that I've been able to bat in a lot of different positions through my career, whether that's the skills of opening or batting at number six or batting at number three. I've been very lucky to have opportunities all the way through my career at different positions. So I feel that I've got the game to be able to adapt as well to any place that the team wants me to bat. So yeah, it does not worry me at all. I'm just very thankful if I get an opportunity out of bat anywhere in the Australian team, because it's an incredible gift that I've been given, is to be able to play cricket for Australia and the opportunities. And I'm just happy to play anywhere to continue to be a part of this great Australian team.
And what are you probably going to be able just to concentrate on that batting in the near future with Mitchell Marsh? He looks set to play in this opening test match over there in UAE, and he's obviously a young talent, but he's that all-rounder.
Yeah, look, Mitch is a great young guy, most importantly. He's a terrific, really impressive young guy, and he's incredibly talented. He hits the ball very hard. And he, as a bowler, when he's up and going, he's a tall guy as well, so he gets some good bounce. So certainly going to have to beat my best over the next little while to be able to try and, because he's going to be nipping at my heels, there's no question about that, because he's an extremely talented young guy. So in the end, you always want the good guys and the talented guys to be coming along, and it's a great thing for Australian cricket that we have got someone like Mitch Marsh as a young guy coming along, because he's going to be he's going to play a huge part in Australian cricket throughout his career. There's no doubt about that.
And finally, mate, I know you've played a lot of music with Brett Lee and you released that song over in India, but now apparently he's got a lead role in a movie.
Mm. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens when he's the right at the back end of his career. He's got one more year in the Big Bash, so other opportunities are opening up. I'm sure, Slats, if there might be an opportunity like that coming along with you. You speak extremely well, Slats, and I'm sure you've spent a fair bit of time in India as well. So
oh, dear.
I have to see if something like that pops up for you as well.
The Bollywood star, you reckon?
Yeah.
Shane.
I've got the dance moves.
I don't think they're making another Smurf movie.
Oh, what's that meant to mean, Terry? Well, you'd be the orange-haired
Papa Smurf. You're a big father figure. You've always been a father figure to me, Slat.
always set the right standard, haven't I? Down that squeaky clean path. Good on you, Watto.
Good on you. Good to talk to you guys.
Well done, mate.
See you, mate.
Thanks for your
Play
time.
Well.
Shane Watson is back in the Australian team in the T20 squad and setting himself up for a big summer.